You may fall in love when you meet her. If you get the chance, you better keep her. She's sweet as pie, but if you break her heart, she turns cold as a freezer. That fairy tale ending with a knight in shiny armor. She can be my sleeping beauty. I'm gonna put her in a coma. Damn, I think I love her. Shot it so bad, I sprung and I don't care. She wrapped me like a roller coaster, turned the bedroom into a fair. Her love is like a drug. I was trying to hit it and quit it, but lil' mama so dope, I messed around and got addicted.
Providing Coleman with a unique blend of music from the People's Bank of Alabama studio. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. WRJMLP Coleman.
Coleman, it's 4 o'clock, 4:05 actually, and welcome to Sports Talk Live. We are coming to you live today as we do, did I say Thursday? Today's Tuesday. As we come to you every other Tuesday from the Downtown Grill, we appreciate them helping us out. We appreciate People's Bank for helping to make this program possible, and I know we've got a lot to talk about today, so if you're not here already, you need to be making your way here to the Downtown Grill, just south of Coleman Savings Bank. And we're going to have a drinking game. Every time you say Les Miles, you get to take a sip. Here are your hosts, Jason Spiegel and Ronnie Barnes.
Thank you, Jay. And there will be some drunk folks before today's over, really. So.
Might need to get a taxi to come pick somebody up.
And if you're thinking about coming to the Downtown Grill, now would be the time. It's the work crowd hasn't got in here yet. In fact, I'm looking around, and there's only two other people other than us.
So you right got your choice of seats.
Yeah, you get a seat and get some of this fried okra, chicken wings, whatever else you might want. They've got pretty much anything you want.
Absolutely. Everything is good.
Yeah, you can't go wrong. No. In fact, if you hear smacking, that's me on this okra's here. She just brought it before we went on air, and so we're going to let it cool. And if you don't want any of it, I'll eat it.
I do want some. Actually, as we said before we came on the air, I was going to call up here and get an order yesterday to watch during the debate, but they were closed on Monday, so I couldn't get any okra.
Did they have a debate last night?
They did have a slight debate for about 2 hours, so it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. It wasn't as exciting, you know, as I had anticipated. But maybe the next one, you know, will be better.
And if you want some more entertainment, come up and watch Ronnie as he tries to talk lower and lower because of the feedback here. And he will start leaning up like he's whispering.
That's right. But, doesn't do any good, does it?
No. And it's worth watching anyway. So if you want to come watch something, come watch. That's right. You'll get a good laugh.
At the Downtown Grill, south of Coleman Savings Bank.
All right, Ronnie, as we do each Tuesday, you want to catch us up on the local scene? What happened with local teams in the Coleman area?
Yeah, this past week, I think you missed one game, Jason. You were 5-1, and I missed two games. I was 4-2 as far as our picks go, which kind of goes right in line with the weekend you had as for entertainment purposes only, of course. I think you had a very profitable weekend.
One of the better weekends that I've had. So.
Glad to hear that.
I'll buy a smoker today.
It's on you. Hey, Jason, the scores from this past Friday night, Addison defeated Vimont 43-36. Good football game. Cold Springs defeated Good Hope 42-39. High scoring affair. Good Hope's trying to get on the board for a victory this year. They haven't won a game yet, but hopefully, you know, next week or this week they can get a W. Fayette County and Coleman defeated them 38-14. Fairview and Priceville, we both picked Priceville to win. Proves what we know. Fairview beat them 49-0.
Well, we weren't even in the ballpark.
No, we weren't in the ballpark. Hanceville and Clements. Clements defeated Hanceville 10-7. Holly Pond still on a roll, winning, seemed like week after week. They defeated Asbury 54-0. So, it's not even close that Holly Pond has the best record in Coleman County right now.
Who would have thought that last year at this time?
Exactly. You wouldn't even pick Holly Pond because they couldn't win a game. So now they can't seem to lose a game. So But those are the local games that took place this past week. Again, you were 5-1, I was 4-2. So wish all of our teams good luck this coming week.
It'll return to region play this week, right?
I believe it is region play. We will certainly talk more about that on Thursday, but I believe we're back to region play. This was not region week, so but I believe we are back in region play. Several schools, if you notice, they've been having homecoming the last couple of weeks, so that's always an exciting time for the high schools. You know, the kids get to dress up for different characters each day and have activities and games, and sometimes they even play against the faculty in a volleyball game or a basketball game. So it's a big deal for these high schools and their homecomings.
Right on the college scene, not a lot to write home about. 5-3. We've had a lot better weeks than that. It's still a winner, but 5-3. We both missed USC, Utah. Utah got the win there. We both took Michigan State, Wisconsin, and we got a loss there. And the other one, you picked, go ahead and tell it, you picked LSU against my Auburn Tigers.
I did. I most certainly did, along with probably the majority of the people picked LSU to beat Auburn. And as we know, that didn't turn out well for LSU, and it sure didn't turn out well for Les Miles. But not an exciting game. But if you're an Auburn fan, hey, a win's a win. You'll take any of them that you can get.
Not an exciting game. How much more exciting do you want? It comes down to the last play of the game.
I will give you that. The last 45 seconds of the game was very exciting. The previous quarters were not very exciting,
right?
But Alabama's game wasn't very exciting either. Only it was kind of on a different situation. It wasn't even close. While this game was reasonably close.
Question, Ronnie: if the Auburn game is turned around the other way and Auburn comes out on the losing end,
I heard that Alabama called up LSU and asked what they had to say.
Oh Lord, that's weak, Jay.
That's all they needed was another one.
But if Auburn loses this game, a lot of things are different. Les Miles still has a job today.
Sure he does.
You've been living under a rock. Les Miles was terminated as LSU head coach Sunday. And don't feel sorry for him. $11 million.
He can get by.
And he will land on his feet coaching somewhere next year. You can write it down.
Sure.
He wants to stay in coaching.
Well, he's an excellent coach. I mean, his record speaks for itself. Right. He's had great teams at LSU. He's won a national championship. I know we'll talk about all that kind of stuff a little bit later, but he won't be unemployed long.
No.
He will probably have some choices of jobs as this thing plays out this season. We all know it's kind of coaches merry-go-round where they're moving from one school to the next. So I'm sure it will be that way again.
But you know, Ronnie, looking at it, we've watched ball all of our life, and looking at that, LSU was lost when it come to that last play. They had basically 30 to 40 seconds with the referees making the call to get lined up, get the play they wanted to run.
The clock management was awful.
Yeah, and they didn't do it. They still had people walking around like they had all the time in the world.
That's right. It was just a horribly managed last, I guess, couple of minutes maybe, whenever they got the ball back. I don't know exactly, but they just seemed to be totally unorganized, didn't know what they need to be running. And as you said, clock just ran and ran and ran. And it ended up costing Les Miles his job.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's the only way to look at it.
And I don't know, you may know if this was flagged or not, but if they didn't catch the second, say they had got that, were there any flags on the play because the receiver never got set? They were in an illegal formation, according to ESPN.
Yeah.
And if you watch, he was past the line of scrimmage when he threw the ball.
And all of those are correct. There were no flags on the field.
So that would have been, you're talking about World War III.
If he'd have gotten it off in time, regardless of the other things that took place, as you just mentioned, LSU would have won the football game. Because the thing I noticed clearly was he was across the line of scrimmage when he threw the football.
Yeah, it wasn't really even close, and I don't know how that went by without a flag.
I don't know either, but hey.
Hey, and to add to the excitement, something weird always happens. The Auburn-LSU game, a lot of times it involves a fire. And again this year, Not an Alabama fan this time, but a dear Auburn graduate sets the toilet paper on fire where they roll the oaks at Toomer's Corner and
burns
up one of the probably $300,000 oak trees.
Did it kill it?
Guys, there's a little video going around on the internet. You got Facebook. I know you do, Jason. You've probably seen it, but it's a little SEC recap video, and this guy is watching football. He's obviously an Alabama fan, and he's like, gosh, I wish I could see LSU and Auburn both lose. Oh, look, I got to see them both lose.
But that was a complete, you know, turnaround of events. You talk about going from the
on the shoulders, carrying off. And
you talk about the utopia of a win for LSU and then have it snatched away from you. Wow, that's got to be hard to swallow. Was for Les.
Yeah, and right. You talk about what a difference it makes. Now they are out of the playoff picture. Not that they were ever going to make it.
Right.
But people had them picked to be in the 4-team playoff this year. They're no longer in that. Les Miles is no longer the head coach. Offensive coordinator, what was his name?
Cam Cameron.
He is now hunting a job.
You know, and he was an outstanding offensive coordinator when he was in the pros. You know, he did a great job, and the last place he was with, I think, was the Miami Dolphins as offensive coordinator. He's supposed to be a mastermind as far as offensive coordinators go. However, it never worked at LSU. You know, regardless of what the reasoning, it can't be necessarily that they didn't have talent. I think their biggest problem is the same thing Auburn's going through right now, is they don't have a quarterback.
Right. And LSU has never really had a quarterback. They had, the big guy.
They had Mettlenberger that went on and played with the Titans. You're talking about Russell.
Yeah.
That was like the number one pick during the NFL draft.
He was fairly good in college, but he still wasn't a Cam Newton.
Yeah, he was drafted by the Raiders and just wasted away.
Right.
And then they had a kid, Pirilloo, if you remember him, 3 or 4 years ago, got in trouble and went to Jacksonville State and was a quarterback at JSU. So their quarterback had just been.
How do you get that much talent and can't get a quarterback?
Well, ask Gus.
Yeah.
I don't know necessarily.
Do you think their recruiting is that bad off? They don't know how to spot a good quarterback, or is it just they can't get a quarterback interested?
Well, I think what it has to do with, if we compare it with Auburn. Auburn put all their eggs in the Jeremy Johnson basket. They thought he was going to be the next Cam Newton. Right. So their need to get out and heavily recruit another kid, I think they put their interest somewhere else. Well, LSU kind of did the same thing. You know, last year they had a kid, I can't think of his name, that was going to come in as a freshman. He was a top 2 or 3 quarterback in the country. And he backed out of going to LSU. Once they had the mess last year that they were going to fire Gus and then they weren't going to fire Gus, and he ended up staying. This kid he didn't sign with LSU. He goes somewhere else. So LSU is left with the people that they already had. So all of this is not LSU, is not Les Miles' fault. This was started, a few years prior to what has now happened. And one of the things that hurt Les was them saying they were going to fire him last year, and some of the recruits backed out on it.
And players seem to love Les Miles. I mean, everybody you talk to, the player-wise, loves Les Miles. But if you look back, Ronnie, his entire history at LSU has been somewhat disorganized. They've never looked organized. They've always won by the shoestring.
Right.
And as Auburn's case a couple of years ago, LSU's had some luck following.
They certainly have. But one thing they've always had is they've always had great athletes.
Right.
They've always had really good recruiting classes. Probably next to Alabama, they're the most talented they have been in the years past.
Which
most
then
talented
makes you think
team.
Maybe they did underachieve, and maybe there is a problem. I know for a fact there's a problem.
Yeah.
Head coach, I think Les give it up.
Yeah, I think. Heck with it. I don't think there's any question. At least in the last year or so, they have underachieved. Prior to that, in 2007, he won a national championship.
Would you take a coach? Would Auburn fans take a coach if, in however many years, let's say 11 years, he's going to give you 3 SEC championships, a national championship and a national runner-up.
That's exactly right.
I would take it.
And he has the highest winning percentage. He has the highest winning percentage at LSU at 77%.
Higher than the Savior. I mean, Saban.
He won there. Saban won there long enough, or he probably would be. But however, he has the highest winning percentage, and he's won the second highest win total for a coach at LSU. He won 114 games and lost 32. That's pretty impressive in itself.
And that lands you in the unemployment.
It's all about what you did for me lately, not what you've done for me in the past.
All right, we're coming up on a break again. We are at the Downtown Grill, right across the road from Coleman.
Savings Bank.
Coleman Savings Bank. I left it on top of the town, the parking deck.
Right.
And right down from the railroad track. So, but everybody knows where the Downtown Grill
is.
Been around Coleman very long. So come out and join us. Ronnie will buy you some okra.
That's right. if you don't like it.
If you don't like it, then... I'll buy it. Ronnie will buy it for you anyway.
There you go.
All right. Jay, if you want to take us to a commercial, we'll be right back. This is Sports Talk Live, broadcasting from the Downtown Grill. We'll be right back.
What do you see when you watch our students receive their diplomas? Susan Houck sees future leaders and skilled workers. Susan Houck agrees our educational system is second to none in college readiness. But Susan also knows 32% of students do not continue on to college, according to the recent numbers from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. And it is our job to make sure those students are also career ready. Susan Houck believes rather than just ask our industries for adopt-a-school money, we should be asking what we can do to help our industrial workforce, such as career or industry days at our schools. When was the last time a Coleman student group toured one of our local industries? It is also time to take a look at maximizing the space we currently have instead of just raising taxes to expand and build. Susan Houck has new ideas to continue to move Coleman City Schools forward, but she needs your vote in the October 4th runoff. Susan Houck for School Board Place 2, October 4th. Paid for by Susan Houck, 1474 Orchard Drive Northeast, Coleman, Alabama, 35055.
This is Big D, the new voice of Live 95.5 from the popular Facebook page, What's Happening in Coleman, bringing you the Downtown Grill on 4th Street, where one of our many appetizers is waiting for you today. Like homemade onion rings, fried dill pickles, potato skins, and more, we also have a large selection from our salad menu to Coleman's best hot wings, from traditional to boneless wings. We also have party packs from 50 to 100 pieces. At the Downtown Grill, we will even let you build your own burger or enjoy one of our classic sandwiches, chicken, shrimp, or crawfish baskets, or our gourmet hot dogs. You can't leave without having a delicious dessert of fried Twinkies, strawberry shortcakes, or fried Oreos. For the best comfort food in Coleman, the Downtown Grill is ready to serve you.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of silver sneakers and silver fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Hey, Coleman. The Live 95 Battle of the Bands is this weekend. Live 95 is teaming up with the Coleman Lions Club again again this year to bring back the Live 95 Battle of the Bands series. Live 95 works with local bands each year to give them a chance to perform for their community and be broadcast live on the air. Join Live 95 and the Cullman Lions Club at the Coca-Cola Entertainment Tent at the Cullman County Fair on Saturday, October 1st. And as usual with our Battle of the Bands events, the whole thing will be broadcast live right here on Live 95. Join us at the fairgrounds or tune in live to 95.5 FM at 2:30 to hear Matt Graves. Then at 4 p.m., Shades of Ivy will hit the airwaves, followed by the Overtones at 5:30. At 7 p.m., Gary Sanders Sidesteps will be returning, and we'll wrap up the evening at 8:30 with yet another new band, Roman Jones. We will see you Saturday at the Coca-Cola Entertainment Tent at the Cullman Fairgrounds. The gates open at 2, and the Battle of the Bands event kicks off at 2:30. Thanks for supporting Live 95, Cullman's independent radio.
Welcome back to the Downtown Grill Sports Talk Live, and we are broadcasting here today, Ronnie, as we do every other Tuesday, and again, not a lot of people here right now, but it will fill up as folks start getting off work, so come by and join us, and have you a fried okra, and as we've said every week, if you don't like it, we will buy it.
That's right. I'm going to have at least one order or two to go with this afternoon.
Yeah, it is great, and not only the fried okra, the wings, whatever you want to eat. So.
It's all good.
In fact, I'm still trying to get some of the liquor down. Ronnie, I want to give a big shout-out to McGriff Tires, the guys listening at McGriff Tire. Adam, the golf winner.
Yeah, I think last week or week before last.
I had to apologize to him. I forgot to drop that in the mail last week, and it popped in my head today. So I texted him and said that he had got a couple other guys listening now, so thanks for listening to us. All you guys at McGriff Tire, and keep listening. We'll try to give away some golf. Not today.
Not today.
Can't take phone calls, but we will do that Thursday. So
sometime,
a few day notice.
Sometime between 4 and 6, we will mention for you, give us a call to win a free round of golf, which includes green fee and cart at Cross Creek Golf Course, south end of town.
All right, Ronnie, what else you got on? You got anything on the local scene, or can we jump on to college football?
No, that's it, basically, with the local scene. I know on Thursday we'll pick up with the games that's taking place right now, or the games that's going to be played this weekend. So we'll hit those on Thursday and, of course, make our picks, you know, around 5:45 for those games and for the weekend. So we'll do that on Thursday.
Quick question for you, and then you can give us a look at Alabama's game. I didn't watch any of Alabama's games, so I can't comment on it, but if you are LSU running today and you are hunting a head coach, where do you look?
Well, are you looking at potential guys that are currently head coaches, or are you open to anybody?
You
well, I think the first person that you know, if you watch, keep up with sports at all, you see the name coming up of Tom Herman. I think he's seems to be the number one candidate
out
there.
He's a hot commodity, right?
He's a hot commodity. He's at University of Houston, done a tremendous job there. Before he came to Houston, he was the offensive coordinator at Ohio State. He was the offensive coordinator when Ohio State beat Alabama, I guess 2 to 3 years ago in the playoffs. So Tom Herman's probably one of the first names you will hear. You know, I've heard names like Charlie Strong from Texas being thrown around. I've heard Lane Kiffin's, you know, name being thrown around, even though he's an assistant. He's another name I've heard, but the one you hear more of anybody is Tom Herman and Jimbo Fisher. Hear Jimbo.
I think they would wet their pants to get
absolutely from Florida State.
You think that could ever happen? You think Jimbo Fisher would turn loose at Florida State?
Yeah,
to LSU?
I think he would.
Well, I would stay right where I'm at. You're playing in the ACC and gonna not dominate it, but you're gonna win more times than not. And at LSU, as long as Nick Saban's at Alabama, you're second fiddle.
That's exactly right. So, but he wouldn't have a lot of comments about, you know, about the LSU job. So that kind of leads you leads me to think, you know, he might be interested. Tom Herman's kind of doing the same thing. But it's also, you know, it's not fair to those universities that, you know, these names are already
in the year.
Oh, it's so early in the year. Anybody could, anybody's team could fall apart and you wouldn't be interested in them, or vice versa. It may be a team right now that's, you know, running, going under the radar, get hot and, you know, win some games they shouldn't, or maybe even win a national championship. And all of a sudden that coach becomes, you know, the hottest commodity in the world. And we can go back a few years to Auburn when Gene Chizik, you know, won a national championship. And
well, they were already placing him in the NFL just as they did Gus, his first trip.
Exactly. And then, you know, in a short period of time, Gene Chizik was gone from Auburn working for the SEC network. And, of course, he was well compensated there. He had about a $6 million buyout, which that seems cheap now compared to what Gus's buyout is.
And talking about Gus and the buyout, Ronnie, I get to thinking again over the weekend after the Les Miles fire, to get rid of Gus, not only does he have an $8.95 million buyout, the assistants take him to $14 million, as we've talked about. All right, then after you pay Gus and his gang, you've got to go somewhere if you're going to get a coach worth a flip and pay for his buyout.
Absolutely.
So let's say an average buyout, $5, $6 million. Yeah. You're looking at $20 million to replace Gus.
Right. And are you going to be that much
that's
better off?
That's not going to happen. Yeah, that's not going to happen, I don't think, when Auburn is going in the red right now from paying coaches.
Yeah, I don't think he will either. I think Gus is going to be there for, you know, a few more years. And who knows, Gus, he may turn it around, and he may turn it around the rest of this year.
Well, the play calling has been turned over to Rhett Lashley.
Yeah,
now,
there's,
so.
You know, I know you've heard there's some controversy, or that kind of raises eyebrows, because I heard an interview last night, or maybe the night before last, I was watching The Zone, and I think like the August 31st, Gus made the comment that, you know, he wanted to go back to what he loved doing, which was being the offensive coordinator and calling the plays. And then this past week, he has done a 180 and has turned that over to Rhett Lashley, and he's being more of what a head coach is supposed to be,
and that's what
whatever that is.
I mean, it's not working the way it is. As of now, Gus has been calling the plays, and his high-paid offensive coordinator basically goes down, spots the ball, and tells him how many yards they picked up or how many yards for a first down.
Is there a story behind that? Why, my question is, why 1 month ago was Gus going to be the guy calling the plays? And 3 weeks later, he's not.
Maybe Jay Jacobs tells him, you're not calling the plays anymore, you know, if you want to keep your job.
Well, you know, we laugh about that, but the rumor out there, and we all know what rumors are, is that some high-priced or some big-time donor who supports the athletic program basically said somebody else is going to call these plays. Now, I don't know if there's any truth in that.
It's been very bland, and it's been like a three-ring circus so far for Auburn. I mean, 22 quarterback substitutions and a little spin move with a fullback at quarterback.
Exactly. So, you know, there's something going on at the Plains. I don't know exactly what it is, but it just makes people wonder that 3 weeks ago Gus is going to be the offensive coordinator and call the plays, and now all of a sudden he's turned that over to Rhett Lashley, and he's going to be the, quote, the head coach. Now, does that mean – if things don't go well, then it's not on Gus because he's not calling the plays, and it would be easier for him to cut Lashley loose. I don't know. That'd be tough. That'd be tough from one standpoint because Lashley played for him.
Right. He is as close to a son as you could get.
That's right.
And not be a blood son.
So. Right.
But it comes down to that. You have to do what you have to do.
You have to do what you have to do because it comes down to, you know, to money. Sometimes friendships, you know, have to be severed or at least damaged for one to keep their job. So I think there's more to the story there that you don't do a 180 in about 3 weeks and make a complete change again. So if things don't go well for Auburn the rest of the year, they don't win the games they feel like they should, I would think there would have to be some changes made. And
it could be, like you said, they may be wanting a sacrificial lamb at the end of the year, and Rhett Lashley.
He's the easy one.
Yeah, he's it.
And if he's
offensive coordinator, the offense is not performing. So,
I mean, that's an easier out for Gus because it'd be kind of difficult to get rid of Lashley when Gus is the one who's calling all the plays.
Right. Right.
So I think there's something to it.
All right, we got about 2 minutes until a break, and Ronnie will give us the Alabama stats, and we'll talk about Alabama football as bad as I hate to, Ronnie.
Oh, we need more than 2 minutes to do that.
That's what I'm saying. We'll come back from break. We could talk about it in a minute and be fine with me.
Well, I'm sure. Well, there's not a whole lot to talk about this week anyway. I mean, you beat Kent State 48-0.
Nick Saban's old home. So.
Did you know this, Jason? I heard this the other day. Now that Les Miles is no longer the head coach at Auburn. At LSU. Every school, every SEC school, is now on a different head coach as when Saban came in. Saban is the only coach remaining in the SEC that was a head coach when he was hired at Alabama.
Wow, did not realize that. Yep. He is the old man in the bunch.
He is the old man in the bunch. Every other school has had at least one new coach since he was hired at Alabama.
Did not know that. So that is a interesting fact.
He is certainly
the dean. How much longer do you think Saban's at Alabama?
3 years.
3 years. I
think so.
3 years wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me. Nothing with Saban would surprise me if he retires this year or if he goes 10 more years.
And something I also read was the theory out there that Saban would go back to LSU.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think that's going to happen either. Alabama would just pony up with whatever money it took to keep
it. Oh, yeah. All right, Jay's giving me the signal. It means it's time for a break again. We are broadcasting live from the Downtown Grill here in Coleman. Come out and join us. Eat your favorite meal from here. And, again, try the okra. If you don't like it, it's on us. You won't get that deal anywhere else.
Right? That's right.
Sports Talk Live, 95.5. Coleman, we'll be right back.
Of Chris Branham for School Board Place 2, thank you for your vote and support in the general election. But we remind you, Chris Branham needs your vote again in the runoff October 4th. As a lifelong resident and business owner in Coleman, Chris Branham believes you lead by example. Today's students are tomorrow's leaders, and Chris Branham wants to serve on our school board to continue the progress of our schools and set an example for our students of giving back to our community. From kindergarten to graduating from Coleman High School to Wallace State to opening his own small business and coaching local youth sports, Chris Branham believes in giving back to our community that gives so much to us. Voting is one of the most important rights we have as Americans, and Chris Branham needs your vote October 4th. Chris Branham for School Board Place 2.
I'm voting for Chris Branham.
I'm voting for Chris Branham.
I'm voting for Chris Branham.
I'm Chris Branham, and I ask for your vote October 4th.
Paid for by Chris Branham, 1603 Woodland Street Northwest, Coleman, Alabama, 35055. Hey guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
This is Big D, the new voice of Live 95.5 from the popular Facebook page, What's Happening in Coleman, bringing you the Downtown Grill on 4th Street, where one of our many appetizers is waiting for you today. Like homemade onion rings, fried dill pickles, potato skins, and more, we also have a large selection from our salad menu to Coleman's best hot wings, from traditional to boneless wings. We also have party packs from 50 to 100 pieces. At the Downtown Grill, we will even let you build your own burger or enjoy one of our classic sandwiches, chicken, shrimp, or crawfish baskets, or our gourmet hot dogs. You can't leave without having a delicious dessert of fried Twinkies, strawberry shortcakes, or fried Oreos. For the best comfort food in Coleman, the Downtown Grill is ready to serve you.
Hey, Coleman.
The Live 95 Battle of the Bands is this weekend. Live 95 is teaming up with the Coleman Lions Club again this year to bring back the Live 95 Battle of the Bands series. Live 95 works with local bands each year to give them a chance to perform for their community and be broadcast live on the air. Join Live 95 and the Coleman Lions Club at the Coca-Cola Entertainment Tent at the Coleman County Fair on Saturday, October 1st. And as usual with our Battle of the Bands events, the whole thing will be broadcast live right here on Live 95. Join us at the fairgrounds or tune in live to 95.5 FM at 2:30 to hear Matt Graves. Then at 4 p.m., Shades of Ivy will hit the airwaves, followed by the Overtones at 5:30. At 7 p.m., Gary Sanders' Sidesteps will be returning, and we'll wrap up the evening at 8:30 with yet another new band, Roman Jones. We will see you Saturday at the Coca-Cola Entertainment Tent at the Coleman Fairgrounds. The gates open at 2, and the Battle of the Bands event kicks off at 2:30. Thanks for supporting Live 95, Coleman's independent radio.
Sports Talk Live 95.5 again from the Downtown Grill. And Ronnie, take a look at this menu. Meat and two sides starting at 4, and we are past 4, so if you want to get this deal, right now is the time to do it. A meat and two sides, a meat and three sides, or a veggie plate. Country fried steak, fried pork chop, hamburger steak, blackened chicken, country fried chicken, grilled pork chop, or your favorite, lemon pepper chicken.
I like lemon pepper chicken.
How about fried green tomatoes, potato salad, pinto beans, mac and cheese, turnip greens, mashed potatoes, my favorite, fried okra, fried squash. I got to try the fried squash.
I don't like squash.
Green, but you don't like squash.
No.
You are out of your mind.
I know it.
Steamed broccoli and creamed corn. So.
Those do sound good.
Hey, I will be taking a plate home with me tonight for sure. That is the Downtown Grill from 4 to close, those items available. So, Ronnie, catch us up on, as bad as I hate to say it again, the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Well, you know, they had one they could sleepwalk through this past week. Alabama beat Kent State, which is Nick Saban's old, you know, his alma mater that he played at many, many years ago. Kent State, their record is 1-3, 0-2 in their conference. Alabama, of course, is 4-0, 2-0 in the conference, or 2-0 at home, and they're ranked number one in the country. The final score there, 48-0. Alabama just completely dominated. I didn't watch all the game. I mean, I just got bored with it. End of the first quarter, it's 21-0. At halftime, it is 41-0. Alabama scores one touchdown in the third quarter, and then no scores in the fourth quarter. So they got to play a whole lot of kids. Unfortunately, you know, they got some kids hurt during this game. Damian Harris, their starting tailback, is hurt. He's out with an ankle. Bo Scarborough, he was also hurt. Calvin Ridley was kind of banged up a little bit. I think he had a wrist injury, and they already had Robert Foster, their leading receiver from last year, was not able to play. And Ardarius Stewart, he also, their second or third best receiver, was also not able to play. So they are banged up, got some kids hurt, and, you know, they can get by with that for a while, probably this week. They play Kentucky, but after that, they're going to, you know, they're going to need to be healthy. They don't have to be healthy, you know, to beat a Kent State, and they don't have to be completely healthy to beat a Kentucky, you know, but to beat, you know, your, and I hate to throw this, to beat your Texas A&Ms, your LSUs, and I know you kind of maybe laugh at that, and to beat your Auburns, you've got to be pretty healthy. And right now, they are banged up. But statistically, you know, nothing earth-shattering. They, as far as passing yards, they threw for 217 yards. Jalen Hurts, the true freshman, he threw for 164 yards. Blake Barnett, he threw for 55 yards. They're rushing. Again, a couple of names that you probably have not heard of at Alabama carrying the football was Joshua Jackson. He's a true freshman. He carried the ball for 97 yards, 11 carries, 97 yards. The second leading rusher was Jalen Hurts, their quarterback. Another name you probably have not heard is another freshman. His name is B.J. Emmons. He had 51 yards, and then it kind of goes on, you know, goes down from there. Bo Scarborough had 19 yards. Again, he was banged up. So they ran the ball for a total of 285 yards was rushing. People that caught the majority of the balls that were thrown, Cam Sims had 4 receptions. O.J. Howard, he had 3. You know, it's arguable that O.J. Howard is the best tight end in college football. He certainly looks like a
force in the national championship.
Oh, absolutely. But you know, other than the national championship game, he was an afterthought last year.
He's like the handiest tool in your toolbox that you never used.
You know, it was a new tool that, and you know, they kept it wrapped up all the time. So hopefully, you know, for his sake, he gets a lot more balls thrown his way this year, and hopefully can, you know, up his stock in the NFL draft. Again, he is rated one or number two as the best tight end coming out of college football. So maybe he doesn't need a whole lot of help there. But, you know, statistically, there you have it. 217 yards rushing, 285 yards passing. Kent State, they had a total of 84 yards passing, 82 yards rushing, which I'm sure Saban would not be happy with that. Giving up 82 yards, but you know, it is what it is. So, but that's, you know, there's just not a lot of excitement there to talk about with it, you know, with Alabama game.
Not a lot you can say. They went out and took care of business and went to the house, as you said. The injuries, though, has got to be concerning. You hate to get a player injured any time, but especially when you're playing a Kent State. Oh, remember
the homecoming game?
Yeah, the injury. Who was the Mike Shula's day when he left Prothrow.
Tyrone Prothrow.
The injury in that game
against Florida. Ruined the kid's career.
Right.
You know,
I think the game is in hand at that point.
So. Oh, it's over.
Yeah.
I had a count for Tyrone Prothrow. He was a bank teller in Tuscaloosa. That's what he was doing.
A bank teller. Now, can you imagine you are looking at an NFL career, and nothing wrong at all with being a bank teller.
No.
But when there's a little pay difference between being an NFL player and being a bank teller.
That's right. The bank teller, I'm sure, is on an hourly wage. If you're an NFL player, you're not on an hourly wage.
Right. Wow. So, I did not know that.
Yeah, that's the last I heard, but now it may be something. He may own the bank by now. You know, I don't know.
Or he may have robbed the bank by now.
that could be true as well. He could have robbed the bank. Jason, just a couple other things to mention as far as, you know, the sports world. I'm sure you heard it. Really some sad news out of the Major League Baseball. You got Jose Fernandez, 24-year-old pitcher from the Florida Marlins, who was, you know, tragically killed in a boating accident.
Terrible accident.
Yeah. He was a phenomenal, outstanding player. You know, he defected a few years ago from Cuba. He'd only been in the major leagues for about 3 or 4 seasons, but he was, I think in 2013, he was the National League Rookie of the Year. Just apparently just a great kid. I heard him try to interview Don Mattingly, who is their manager, and he couldn't even talk. You know, he just sat there and cried a lot of it. So that, you know, that's some horrible news. He's also was, I think he was expecting his first child. Yep. So a terrible situation for the Florida Marlins and the family of Jose Fernandez. And kind of along the same lines, but different sport, Arnold Palmer, the King. Yeah, he has also passed away. Of course, you know, he wasn't 24 years old. He was 87 years old. Arnold Palmer was just probably the greatest ambassador for the game of golf ever. You never heard anyone say a bad word about Arnold Palmer. He kind of brought golf to the blue collar worker, you know, the factory workers, the everyday guys that go out and work 8 to 5 to make a living for their family. His dad was a greenskeeper at a local golf course there, and he was just a great man. He did a lot for kids. They had a organization that helped kids in the hospital, and he donated just millions and millions of dollars. So, you know, the golfing world, if you're a golfer at all and you keep up with it, you know, you certainly know who Arnold Palmer is.
Here's an interesting thing about Arnold Palmer.
Yeah.
Jordan Spieth won $67,867 less at the Masters than Arnold Palmer won in his career.
His career, yeah.
One tournament, he won, say, $61,000, right. $62,000 less than Arnold Palmer did in his career.
Yeah, the guys that played, you know, back in Palmer and, you know, and Nicholas and oh, I forgot the guy from South Africa that played. It'll come to me later. Johnny Miller, Chi-Chi Rodriguez, all those guys. The amount of money they made was just a drop in the bucket what these guys currently make. You probably didn't, but this past weekend I caught the tail end of it was a tour championship. It's played over in Atlanta, and it was Rory McIlroy won that tournament. Because he won that tournament, he also won the FedEx Cup, and I'm sure you don't understand. You probably don't know what the FedEx Cup is. It's the golfer who has
Is that in NASCAR?
It's the golfer who accumulates the most points throughout the entire golf season. So the winner of the FedEx Cup earns $10 million. So that one tournament that they played this past weekend, the Tour Championship, he won that, which also he also then won the FedEx Cup. He won over that weekend a total of $13 million.
You could sleep well at night.
Yes, you could. $13 million. Now, I would love to be his caddy. Caddies get about 10% of the gross. So, you know, $13 million, your guy carrying your clubs, $1.3 million.
So, in other words, Tiger Woods' caddy, when Tiger was the big thing, he is probably well now.
Oh, absolutely. Once again, they get 10% of the earnings, and most of the terms, if not all of them, you know, they're over $1 million. You know, if you win the term, it's over $1 million. So, you know, you carry.
So to carry a man's golf clubs, you are making more than the average person makes in a year.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, for four rounds of golf, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, if they win a tournament, say it's $1 million, they win 10%. If they win $100,000, their pay is for $100,000.
I could carry somebody's golf clubs for that.
Oh, yeah. I carry everybody's
golf
clubs.
I'd carry them for that. Jump on our ride your piggyback.
So. But those are two, you know, tragedies that have taken place.
All right, Ronnie, Jay's giving us the signal for a break, so we're going to go to it. And when we come back, we're going to try to do a little sports trivia here at the Downtown Grill, and we'll tell you about it when we get back.
Right.
But stay with us. It should be entertaining. Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Coleman.
Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. And now it's time to check in on our regional news from the Alabama Radio Network. ARN News is provided as a service of Coleman Regional Medical Center. Choose the apple over the cookie. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. Staying healthy isn't one choice. It's a lot of little ones. That's why at Coleman Regional, we offer so many. Water aerobics classes, blood drives, CPR certification, tobacco treatment programs, over 1,000 screenings. Most all are totally free. Our full list of programs and doctors is available online today at ColemanRegional.com/healthy. Coleman Regional. Live exceptional.
In the ARN News Center, I'm Angie Norbell. Shelby County authorities need to find a missing teenager, 18-year-old Caitlin McCullough of Chelsea, last seen September 21st near Highways 119 and 280 wearing a brown shirt and blue jeans. If you know where she is, please contact the Shelby County Sheriff's Office. It looks like prison guards and inmates might be on the same side of an issue. Some guards at Atmore's Holman Correctional Facility going on strike Saturday. Guards from other prisons brought in to cover. The strike comes after strikes by inmate workers across the country this month, including Holman, complaining about inhumane living conditions and unfair employment practices. And Thrillist.com ranking the University of Montevallo as one of Alabama's hidden jewels. They dub it as one of the most beautiful public college campuses in the nation. The website says the school's classic southern architecture, antebellum structures, and its 60-acre wetland research center are what helped it to make the list. No other Alabama college making the Thrillist list. I'm Angie Norvell. This is the Alabama Radio Network. New information about a shooting on Avenue F in Bessemer. Officers responding to the call of a person shot say the victim is a black male in his late 20s. A bullet hitting him in the mouth. His injury is not considered life-threatening. Cops say the victim was driving when he was shot. His silver Chrysler Crossfire was stolen. Supporters of a St. Clair County teen accused of soliciting support for a terrorist act gathering this afternoon, showing support for Peyton Pruitt. The 19-year-old found not guilty by reason of mental defect in the St. Clair County courtroom September 8th, but he remains in the county jail awaiting a mental evaluation. The I Am Peyton peaceful protest rally at the courthouse. An armed robbery suspect in custody in Summerton. The man caught on surveillance video at Walgreens carrying a rifle at the pharmacy counter he demanded and left with a bottle of oxycodone. Alabama House Judiciary Committee meeting today investigating articles of impeachment against Governor Bentley, trying to determine whether he used state resources to facilitate an affair with senior advisor Rebecca Mason. I'm Angie Norvell. This is ARN.
Geico applauds your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles. Those glorious vroom vroom machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
During these tough economic times, it's easy to lose sight of the importance of saving for the future. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know there are simple steps to set aside dollars each month. The most important is reviewing all your monthly expenses and establishing a household budget. Need help getting started? Speak with a certified credit counselor who can help map out a plan for you. Call the NFCC at 800-388-2227. This has been a public service message from the NFCC.
In sports, a scary thought for Alabama's future football opponents. As good as the Crimson Tide's defense has been through the first four games, it might be about to get better. Junior defensive back Tony Brown and sophomore defensive lineman Johnny Dwight now eligible to play Saturday against Kentucky in Bama's homecoming game. The two suspended by the NCAA for undisclosed violations. One day after the Marlins' emotional win in their first game since Jose Fernandez's death, new details continue to emerge. A Miami bar and restaurant confirming Fernandez was a patron prior to the fatal boat accident, though there's no evidence if he was drinking at the establishment. Toxicology results have yet to be released. In the meantime, a beachgoer found a black bag containing the pitcher's checkbook and four autographed baseballs that had apparently washed ashore. And former Heisman Trophy winner Tim Tebow recording a pair of hits, scoring a run, and ended the game with a sliding grab in his final intra-squad game in the New York Mets Instructional League. Tebow is scheduled to play his first game tomorrow. Angie Norvell, ARN Sports.
Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP Cullman.
Talk Live, broadcasting from the Downtown Grill here in Cullman. And Ronnie, I led people on to believe we were going to have something fun, but
the girls have backed out.
They backed out. We were going to have a little sports trivia and get their opinion on Auburn head coaching situation and the LSU head coaching situation, but hey, some things just don't go as planned.
They just took their ball and went home.
Yeah, they quit us. They quit before they ever got started. So.
Well, that's what happened to Les.
Yeah,
they quit on him before they got started.
That's it. here's another odd fact. We'll just throw this one in, Ronnie. We were talking about Arnold Palmer a second ago and his winnings compared to golfers now. How about this? If Michael Phelps were a country, he'd rank number 35 on all-time Olympic gold medal list.
If he were a country, he personally would rank 35th.
He personally would rank 35th ahead of 97 different nations.
Guy's a phenom.
I'm telling you, if he can leave the weed alone. Of course, his age now has got him. I think this is going to wrap him up, he says. So.
Yeah, that's what he says. I'd like for him to come back for one more Olympics and maybe not swim in as many events. You know, right. Just pick maybe two or three, a couple events and see how he does in those. I'm sure he would medal.
Oh, I bet he would.
If he didn't, you know, if not win the gold.
He is so far ahead of everybody else in the freestyle that it is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Especially in the long distance.
Absolutely. He's a fantastic athlete.
Running coming up this weekend, some games of interest. One game, and let's go ahead and talk about it. I know it's not Thursday, but Louisville-Clemson will kick it off this weekend.
That'll be a huge game. You know, one of the premier games of the entire football season.
Right.
That's going to go a long way to determine who's going to be the ACC, you know, possible winner and maybe even the representative in the 4-team playoff.
Yeah, so. I think whoever wins that one has a better than average chance of being in that playoff. And who do you think? Clemson, Louisville.
Okay, well, where's the game?
I think it's at Clemson. I think.
If I just have to,
just a second.
That's okay. If I had to pick right now, just by the way they have played in the past, I'm going Louisville. Now I know Clemson.
I think I agree with you.
But now Clemson looked good this past week. They beat up on Georgia Tech pretty good. Don't know if Georgia Tech's that good of a football team, but you know they lit them up anyway. But I would have to say that I would take Louisville over Clemson.
Louisville is now a 1-point favorite. It started out 1.5, got down to 0, and now it's bounced back to 1. Louisville a 1-point favorite, which is basically a pick'em game.
A pick'em game, right.
And I think I agree with you, Ronnie. And so if people want to put their money on the line, they probably want to go the opposite of us and take Clemson in this.
they probably would. But I like Louisville. I think Louisville right now may be a little better football team.
All right. LSU is at home, has Missouri.
Missouri's awful.
Right. So does LSU get back on track?
Oh, sure. No question.
They are a 13-point favorite playing Missouri.
Yeah. Ed Orgeron's going, you know, it couldn't work out better for him.
And that game is at Clemson, 7 p.m. So.
Okay. Do you think Ed Orgeron has any chance of being the head coach at LSU?
No more than you or I do.
Okay. Then he has zero chance. You know, Ed Orgeron, he took over at USC, you know, when Kiffin was fired.
Right.
Did a really good job. I think they went 6-3 during the time he was there, but he did not get the job.
Did nothing at Ole Miss.
I think his record there when he was the head coach was like 10-25, I think, somewhere in that neighborhood. SEC record was even worse than that. So I'm with you. I don't think he has any chance of getting the head coach job at LSU. I think it would be either Herman or Jimbo or Jimbo, and I think it'll be Jimbo.
And I hope Jimbo does go to LSU.
I do too.
Give me more reason to hate him.
I know. I'm not a big Jimbo fan either.
Yeah, not that I hate Jimbo Fisher, but I don't like him.
Yeah.
And especially after he sold his soul and everything else for famous Jameis.
That's right.
Not a Jimbo Fisher fan. Alabama will be at home playing Kentucky, a 35-point favorite.
It'll be about like this one this week.
Another sleeper.
Yeah.
Auburn, Louisiana, Monroe at home. Auburn has had 5 home games to open the season, so this will be their last one.
They'll win that one, or they better.
If they don't, something Gus will be fired like Les Miles.
You know, now Gus is 1-7 against Power 5 conferences.
That's better than it was.
That's right. It was 0-7, wasn't it?
But if you do like a lot of people do, they'll start at the end of a season, and Auburn loses a couple of games. They lose 2 of the 3 to start the next season, so they'll say Auburn is 1-4 in their last 5 games, or they'll say Auburn's 1-3 in their last 4. If you go by that, Auburn's 1-0 in their last 1 game.
that's right.
So you got to look on the positive side.
That's exactly right.
Wisconsin goes to Michigan. That should be a good one.
Go
Michigan, 10
Wisconsin.
And a half favorite. So.
Not a Jim Harbaugh fan.
No, me either. So. Of course, I'm not a Nick Saban fan.
Of course you're not.
Tennessee at Georgia.
Well, from what we saw this past week out of Georgia and then out of Tennessee, you would have to go Tennessee. But
that's only a 3-point game right now. Tennessee a 3-point favorite.
But so. Tennessee in about three of their games, they have been less than impressive, we would say. Should have lost their opening game against App State. They have not played well. You know, they didn't play well until the second half of the Florida game. And then they just dominated Florida during the second half. But I think Georgia will have something waiting for Tennessee. They will play much better than they did this past week. Georgia was absolutely awful against Ole Miss.
Yeah. And I'm not sure that they'll play any better, Ronnie. I'm not sure how talented Georgia is this year or something.
Well, I don't know how talented they are. I think they're better than what they played against Ole Miss. I would go out on a limb and I would take Georgia over Tennessee right now.
You would take Georgia over Tennessee.
Now, this is at Athens, correct?
Right.
I'm going Georgia.
Oh, no. Tennessee wins this one probably double digits.
Well, now, we can make a friendly.
We'll make one, but I'm not giving you double digits. You said they'll win the game outright.
So what is the line? What is the line?
The line is Tennessee minus three, some 3.5.
I'd still take
Georgia.
I'll
give you the three.
You give me the three?
I'll give you the three.
All right, we'll go for lunch.
All right. I still owe you about four from last year. I think I bought one.
You bought one.
Yeah, I still owe you three.
You're just 3.5.
Auburn's game.
All right, so we're on for Georgia, Tennessee. I'm taking Georgia to win and the points, which is three. For lunch.
That's right.
Okay.
Now, what do you got, Ronnie?
Hey, Jason, let's briefly look at the top 25, see how many of these, what changes have been made, how many SEC schools we have.
All right, let's do something as we look at those, sure. Ronnie. Let's see, since Auburn has been the topic of discussion, as we look at these, let's see how many of these teams we think Auburn can beat.
That's still in the top 25.
Still in the top 25. You going to go ahead and say none?
You took the words out of my mouth. I don't think beating LSU by kicking six field goals gives
but
you a whole
it
lot.
It resembled a lot of Alabama's old games.
What old games?
Back when Alabama would score nine.
That's when
12,
Gene Stallings was quarterback. Points. That's when Gene Stallings was there.
Didn't they win a national championship under Gene Stallings?
In 1992.
Okay.
They beat the University of Miami.
It don't matter if you kick six field goals, five field goals. As long as you score more points than the other team, I think you win.
That's right.
So, Auburn got the W. You didn't think they would do it.
No, I didn't think. I did not. I didn't think they'd beat LSU.
You've been down on my Tigers all year long.
I've just been like everybody else. I've been realistic. Top 25, at number 25, Georgia. They're just barely hanging on.
Auburn can beat Georgia.
They dropped 13 spots. Auburn will not beat Georgia.
They should have dropped more than that.
They won't beat Georgia. Where do they play?
That will be at Georgia.
That Georgia. Yep. Georgia wins that one. And we'll go through some of these quickly. Number 24 is Boise State. Number 23, the Florida Gators. They dropped four spots. Auburn, they don't play Florida.
Auburn don't play Florida, but they could beat Florida.
They wouldn't beat. Auburn would beat Florida?
I didn't say they would. They could.
No chance. They wouldn't even get across midfield.
Oh, Ronnie. Killing me.
You think?
I think Auburn could beat Florida.
There is no way.
Right, going down
now,
the list.
Now, I will say this. If Auburn gets across midfield, they got 3 points.
Right.
They have, to me, they've got the best field goal kicker in the country.
Yeah, he better be. We can't get it in the end zone.
He gets a lot of practice.
I did make the statement over the weekend. I used to complain about Auburn kicking field goals. I don't have it. You know, I am perfectly happy to see them kick field goals now.
That's right.
How dumb was the call by Gus Malzahn not to kick the field goal on fourth and goal just before half?
And then, you know, we talk about this over and over. Gus is a lot smarter guy than I am when it comes to football. I got all that. I don't understand if you're going to put Kenyon Johnson in the Wildcat or shotgun or whatever you want to call it, why you keep the quarterback in the game and move him to and split him out? Why don't you put him
as far out of the action as you can so he don't get hurt and just leave him
right.
standing?
But why don't you put an offensive tackle that weighs about 315 pounds right in front of Johnson and let him lead in the hole? I don't understand that. If somebody can explain it to me, I'd be glad to listen. I don't understand. It's like playing 10 against 11 right. when you leave the quarterback out there.
Right.
And in some games past, he's had 3 quarterbacks at one time out there. So he's probably playing 8 against 11.
Yeah, that's Gus's plan.
I see. He's going to outsmart you. Okay. Again, Florida was 23. University of Texas, 22.
Auburn can beat Texas.
Oh, my gosh. In 21, TCU, 20, Arkansas Razorbacks, they're down 3 spots. Are you telling me that Auburn beat Arkansas?
Auburn can beat Arkansas.
Did you watch Arkansas and Texas A&M?
Yeah, parts of it.
That's a good.
Yeah.
That's a good football game.
What was the final score?
Texas A&M got on them pretty good the second half, but I don't remember. It was double digits.
I don't think they beat Auburn as bad as they beat Arkansas.
Well, maybe they're playing better.
I knew you'd have something. You can't give Auburn credit.
At number 19, the powerful San Diego State that we know a lot about them around here. 18 is Utah. 17, Michigan State. 16, Ole Miss Rebels. They're up seven spots. When does Auburn play Ole Miss?
I don't know. It's about 3 weeks, I think.
Are you telling me Auburn's going to beat Ole
Miss? I don't say they're going to. They can.
You think they can beat Ole Miss?
We beat them when Alabama has them. So.
You ain't going to beat Ole Miss. 15 is Nebraska. 14, hey, University of Miami, you got to give Mark Richt some credit. He's got them sitting at the 14th, up one spot. So, I hope Mark Richt has great success at the University of Miami.
Better late than never, but Ole Miss is October 29th.
October 29th, okay. October 29th. Auburn loses another one. That 13 is Baylor. 12, Florida State. Florida State's up one spot. At 11 is Tennessee. They're up three. This is the top 10. Number 10 is Washington. Number 9, Texas A&M. They're up one spot. Texas A&M, they may be for real. I've never liked Texas A&M. I know you are not a Kevin Sumlin fan at all, but they've got a solid football team, or so far they have. This
right,
week, they
Randy, Texas A&M beat Arkansas 45-24.
Okay, I thought it was
Texas A&M beat Auburn 29-16.
They played Auburn at home.
That don't make that much difference.
They played better against Arkansas.
8 points.
They played a better team.
But you don't think Auburn can beat Ole Miss?
No, absolutely not.
You don't think Auburn can beat Arkansas?
No.
I'm not saying they will, but I think they've got a good chance.
Well, okay. It depends on how you phrase it. Will they? No. Could they? Yes.
Well, yeah, I know what you're going to say. Anything's possible.
Anything's possible. You got to be able to get. You got to be able to get in the end zone sometime.
Oh yeah, and we have sometime. I forgot when it was.
Last season. Okay, again, Texas A&M is 9. Wisconsin is sitting in eighth position or eighth place, up three spots. The top 7 have not changed at all. Number 7 is Stanford. Number 6 is Houston. Number 5 is Clemson. Number 4 Michigan. Number 3 Louisville. Number 2, Ohio State, and number 1 currently is University of Alabama with 50 first place votes. So, again, your top 7 have not changed.
Who are the 4, the top 4 again? Let's write those down.
The top 4 right now.
At Alabama.
Alabama, Ohio State, Louisville, Michigan.
So, if the playoff were today, Alabama would play Michigan.
Correct.
Ohio State would play Louisville.
Correct.
So who would you have in the championship?
I would have Alabama against Ohio State.
And I would have Alabama against Louisville. All right, and then I would have Louisville winning.
You have Louisville winning it.
Yep. Louisville eat Alabama's lunch.
You are a hater, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
The Louisville has no chance about that.
What are you seeing that I'm not seeing?
Have they ever been there? Have they ever been in the big games?
No.
Ever?
When Auburn won it in 2010, they hadn't been.
And hadn't been since.
Yes, they have. Thank you. I was there.
Yes, you were. No, I don't think Louisville's good enough to beat Alabama. I'm not saying Alabama's the best team in the country. I don't know whether they are or not. I have my doubts. I think there's 4 or 5 teams that any week can beat anybody, beat one another.
Do we agree that the SEC is not the SEC of years past?
Oh, I completely agree with you there. Just, from watching the games this weekend, watching nothing else other than Kentucky and South Carolina, that was awful.
And Auburn LSU, not a thing of beauty.
That was ugly, too. Vandy loses to Western Kentucky.
Yeah.
I think. Or the
Vandy won. Vandy
won by 1 point.
Was it 1 point in overtime?
Yeah.
One point anyway.
1 point that you beat Western Kentucky.
And Western Kentucky was a 7.5 point favorite.
Yeah, they're playing at home.
So that tells you the thoughts of Vandy and the SEC.
Exactly. So the SEC is not the SEC that it has been. Now, can somebody in the SEC still win a national championship? Absolutely. They probably have a better chance than, you know, anybody else. You know, a team, like we said earlier, a team like Tennessee. You know, Tennessee could get high. I mean, if they could play a complete game or games like they played the second half against Florida, they can play with
anybody.
When
is Alabama and Tennessee? Third Saturday in October?
I think that's right.
So,
and that's going to
that'll be interesting.
That's going to tell a lot, too.
If, as you said, if Tennessee can put together two halves, I think Alabama will have their hands full.
I agree, and I don't think anybody in the SEC is going to finish the regular season undefeated in conference play. Alabama's going to lose somewhere.
You think so?
I do. I really do. I think somebody will get them in conference play, and it may be Tennessee. It may very well be Texas A&M. It might be both of them.
Maybe Auburn.
That ain't
going to happen.
That ain't going to happen.
That sound like a recording. All right, we're broadcasting from the Downtown Grill again from 4 until closing today. We have a meat and two sides, meat three sides, or a veggie plate. And we'll just hit a few of these highlights. Country fried steak, fried pork chop, hamburger steak, blackened chicken. Get on the vegetable side of things, and you have fried green tomatoes, pintos, macaroni and cheese, turnip greens, mashed potatoes, our favorite fried okra,
right.
Fried squash, green beans, steamed broccoli, and creamed corn, honey. That's enough
it's to
fill
good.
Anybody.
It's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. Come out and get some of it. Again, at the Downtown Grill here in Coleman. We'll be here till 6, but they will be open later and here to serve you. Going to go to a break.
Yeah, there's quite a few more people in here now. Maybe you can go recruit a couple of sports trivia fanatics.
We can't find anybody to do that, but we'll try. All right, Sports Talk Live 95.5. We'll be right back.
What do you see when you watch our students receive their diplomas? Susan Houck sees future leaders and skilled workers. Susan Houck agrees our educational system is second to none in college readiness. But Susan also knows 32% of students do not continue on to college, according to the recent numbers from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. And it is our job to make sure those students are also career ready. Susan Houck believes rather than just ask our industries for adopt-a-school money, we should be asking what we can do to help our industrial workforce, such as career or industry days at our schools. When was the last time a Coleman student group toured one of our local industries? It is also time to take a look at maximizing the space we currently have instead of just raising taxes to expand and build. Susan Houck has new ideas to continue to move Coleman City Schools forward, but she needs your vote in the October 4th runoff. Susan Houck for School Board Place 2, October 4th. Paid for by Susan Houck, 1474 Orchard Drive Northeast, Coleman, Alabama, 35055.
Have you got car trouble? Then you need to visit Joe Hudson at Hansville Auto Service. Hansville Auto Service is a full-service maintenance and repair center with high-quality, guaranteed service that you can trust, and all at a fair price. Foreign or domestic vehicles, car, trucks, SUVs, or fleet vehicles, Hansville Auto Service has you covered. If you have a Wall Estate ID or you work at Wall Estate, you even qualify for 10% off pre-tax parts and labor. This month, Joe and his team at Hansville Auto are offering the following. Free basic check engine light scanning, 30% off pre-buy inspections, or 50% off a 5-quart conventional oil change as long as you visit them on Wednesday. Also, approximately 35% off air conditioning machine services. The shop offers free Wi-Fi while you wait, or get this, even a pickup and drop-off service. With over 30 years of experience, they're online at HASVC.com. That's HASVC.com. Or you can find them on Facebook by searching for Hansville Auto Service. Hansville Auto Service has you covered. For any questions, you can give them a call at 352-AUTO.
This is Big D, the new voice of Live 95.5 from the popular Facebook page, What's Happening in Coleman, bringing you the Downtown Grill on 4th Street, where one of our many appetizers is waiting for you today. Like homemade onion rings, fried dill pickles, potato skins, and more, we also have a large selection from our salad menu to Coleman's best hot wings, from traditional to boneless wings. We also have party packs from 50 to 100 pieces. At the Downtown Grill, we will even let you build your own burger, or enjoy one of our classic sandwiches, chicken, shrimp, or crawfish baskets, or our gourmet hot dogs. You can't leave without having a delicious dessert of fried Twinkies, strawberry shortcakes, or fried Oreos. For the best comfort food in Coleman, the Downtown Grill is ready to serve you.
Did you know that you can save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill? Since 2004, Cyber Broadband has been known across Coleman County as the only provider to bring broadband internet access to rural areas not served by cable or telephone providers, and all without those pesky data caps. Now, Cyber Broadband, which is a locally owned and operated company, is introducing a competitive broadband product, Cyber Next Gen DSL, available through Cyber Broadband for on average 10% less than the other providers. Get those cyber benefits, like a $10 referral discount for anyone else that you refer to the service, or bundle with the Cyber Broadband Cellular Service. Save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill today. More information is available at cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Not available in all areas. Generally, if you sign up for broadband service through another company and their promotional discount has expired, Cyber's retail price will be 10% less than the competition standard pricing or better. Chances are, if you don't qualify for the phone company's DSL, you won't qualify for Cyber's next-gen DSL service either, but you may still qualify for Cyber Broadband's radio service. More information is available at www.cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Woo, it's tough work, but somebody's got to do it. Back to Sports Talk Live. I know you hosts sitting over there at the next table can hear that sign. That was for you, Ronnie. That was John Cougar Mellencamp's Hurts So Good. Who do we know with the last name of Hurts? I don't know.
Jalen Hurts, of course.
I'm not commenting.
Freshman quarterback, University of Alabama.
Hey, I want to remind everybody, if you're tuned in right now, stay tuned in even after we depart here at the Downtown Grill. We're going to do our best to bring you the Coleman County Fair pageant later tonight. That kicks off at 7. Of course, if you're on your way to the fair, you need to come by here and get you some food. The guys got the menus. They'll tell you what we got here.
All right. They've got about anything you want, right?
That's right. I have to place an order I go home, too.
That's right. You're going to do the old hamburger steak.
And okra. Absolutely.
And I think that's what I got last week, and it is good.
Are you going to do that this week?
I'm thinking hard about it.
I got you.
I think I'm going to go hamburger steak naked.
Oh.
Not me, the hamburger steak.
Well, that's a good thing.
Hey, Ronnie, does the name Tyler Bigby ring a bell? And it shouldn't, but does it?
Tyler Bigby.
No. Bigby.
Never heard it.
Tyler Bigby.
No, Tyler Bigby.
B-I-G-B-I-E.
No.
Okay, he is a realtor, apparently somewhere in the Tuscaloosa area. Placed a huge billboard sign that says looking for a new home and a picture of Les Miles.
That's pretty low.
Call Tyler Bigby, realtor, and the number down below. So,
Gus is laughing all the way to the bank after you said his buyout was 11. Was it 11?
Gus is still coaching, yeah.
Less than Gus.
No. Gus is still coaching.
Oh, I thought you said there's a billboard of Les.
It is a billboard of Les.
That would go a long way for his Waffle House budget.
That's all right.
I got to say about
Lewis,
that.
Not Gus.
I know. It is Lewis. What was the buyout for Les? That's what I'm asking.
$11 million.
$11 million was Gus's, was Les's buyout.
Yeah, you keep getting Gus and Les turned around.
I want the,
both of them are three letters.
That's right.
I know you Alabama fans have trouble with that. So.
If the buyout had been less, or if Auburn didn't have so many people still on buyout, would he be gone?
Well, that depends. At the end of the season, Auburn don't get 8 wins. I think he would have been gone, but there's no chance. There's not a snowball's chance if Gus is going anywhere. So. You're looking at $20 million to get rid of Gus.
I agree.
You buy him out and you pay another coach's buyout.
So. And hey, you got to give Jay Jacob, the athletic director, credit for that.
You never know. Right. Nick Saban can pay for that personally.
they'd be good. I think Gus pulled that string and got that contract arranged like it was because it gives him safety and security as well. Because if Gus is gone, Jay's going to be on the bus with him.
Oh yeah, yeah. And
I mean, they're a partner in this.
I've got something else to tell you, Ronnie. And this is you're going to fall back in your seat, and there is no telling what else you'll do. But stats. And stats don't lie.
Stats don't lie, that's right.
Stats suggest Auburn's Kerryon Johnson is the hardest running back in the SEC to tackle.
Doesn't say much for running backs in the SEC.
Through the first 4 weeks of the season, Leonard Fournette leads all SEC running backs with 128.7 rushing yards per game. But Auburn running back Kerryon Johnson has had tackles. He has made more people miss than any running back in the SEC.
I like Kerryon Johnson as a back. He's a good back. He's the best offensive player Auburn has. He went to school.
He's been asked to do everything but kick.
Absolutely. Kickers. You know, they put him in a quarterback position. You know, they throw it to him. You know, again, direct snap, handoff. He's the multi-purpose back for them. You know, physically, can he hold out the entire season? I don't know. He's not, you know, a real big kid, but he is he's a really good player that I wish was at Alabama, but he's not. Now, those who don't know, Kerryon Johnson went to school up in Madison at Madison Academy, so he's kind of a local kid, you know, we could say. So wish him, you know, great success at Auburn, but he is from Madison Academy up in the Huntsville area.
There's something about that name. Madison Academy. Remember when our sons were playing basketball, Karan Johnson.
They had Karan.
Now they got Kerryon Johnson.
And I believe, are they brothers?
I don't know. Wouldn't surprise me a bit with the names.
Okay.
So, well, don't you know that was confusing?
Yeah. Karan went on and played basketball at Belmont in Nashville.
And was an
outstanding college player. Yeah.
And isn't he playing overseas somewhere now?
I think he is. I think he's playing in Europe. Great. Hey, Jason, if we just ran down through some of the conferences and the conference leaders, we'll do that here for a couple of minutes. If we go to the ACC first, you've got Louisville who's sitting on, they have an Atlantic and a Coastal Conference. They are in there with, it's Louisville, Clemson, Wake Forest, Florida State, Syracuse, Boston College, NC State. That's the Atlantic division of the ACC. The other one is North Carolina, Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech, Duke, Pittsburgh, Miami, and Virginia.
They loaded that thing kind of like the West is in the SEC.
It's basically the same. That's right, it is. Leading those divisions, the leader in the Atlantic right now would be Louisville. They are 2-0 in the conference, 4-0 overall. Clemson's right behind them. They're 1-0 in the conference. They're also 4-0. That's the Atlantic. In the Coastal Division, you got University of North Carolina. They're 3-1, 1-0 in the conference. And then in second place, you've got Virginia Tech, who Tennessee just annihilated when they played at Bristol a couple of weeks ago, I believe. So Virginia Tech, they're 3-1 and 1-0 in the conference. Again, Virginia Tech, you know, not a bad football team, but you're certainly not a really good football team. Give credit there, University of Miami. Again, we mentioned it earlier, Mark Richt sitting at 3-0. They have not played a conference game yet. But
boy, wouldn't it be nice to see Richt reel off about 10, 11 wins?
Absolutely. I really like Mark Richt. I mean, just
a good Christian guy.
Just from a parent standpoint, that's the kind of guy I'd like, you know, to be coaching my kid. Right. So that those are the leaders of the ACC. You know, some of these conferences, nobody here, you know, cares anything about. The Big 12, that consists of Baylor, TCU, Oklahoma, and, you know, some others. Baylor's leading the conference. They're 4-0 overall record, 1-0 in the conference. Baylor's had their share of problems. As you know, Art Briles was fired last year. But
well, that was a dirty, dirty situation.
It was, and, you know, I've heard, and you have too, the name of Art Briles mentioned around, you know, Auburn University.
Surely not.
I also heard his name mentioned possibly at LSU replacement. So,
LSU, he might fit in at LSU, but I don't think he and Gus would see eye to eye.
You don't think so? I think if Auburn were to fire Lashley, how could you? I know his baggage, I know his past, but
we're talking about a coach that covered up.
Yes, I understand.
Abuse and sexual assault on women. A coach that went out of his way to cover it up.
I could not agree.
So how do you hire somebody like that?
But you know he's going to get hired.
Oh yeah, somebody will hire.
Somebody's going to hire him. Yeah, and it might be in the SEC.
It may be.
So we just have to see. I'll move down here to the SEC. In the East, the leading the East is Tennessee. They're at 4-0 overall, 1-0 in the conference. You got Tennessee, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, South Carolina, Missouri, and Vandy in that order. Again, not a lot of good football teams there. Tennessee, Florida, maybe Georgia will get to a bowl game. I don't think there's more than those three teams that's going to get to a bowl game. Kentucky's 2-2, South Carolina's 2-2. Neither one of them is very good as they showed this past week. On the west side, which is where the best football in the SEC has been for several years, you got Texas A&M. They're 4-0. Alabama's 4-0. Then you have Auburn, LSU, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Arkansas. Texas A&M is sitting on top of the conference right now simply because they're 2-0. Alabama has only played one conference game, so they're 1-0. And both of them are 4-0, and everybody else, is 2-2 with the exception of Arkansas, and Arkansas is 3-1. So there are several teams in the West that can make a bowl game, I think. Certainly Texas A&M, Alabama,
Who in the West won't make a bowl game?
Who in the West will not make a bowl game? Well, potentially, if they can all get to six wins, they're all going. I think they all
think
get to a bowl game.
I think Auburn gets six wins. If Auburn don't get six wins, the wheels are going to have to fall completely off the wagon.
Yeah, right. So potentially every team in the West could get to a bowl game because the worst record. Right now it's 2-2.
It may be the Birmingham Bowl again.
It may be.
But you know, we'll take what we can get.
You take what you get. A bowl game is a bowl game. Because four of the teams in the West are 2-2, and that's Auburn, LSU, Mississippi State, and Ole Miss. All those are 2-2. Again, Arkansas is 3-1, Alabama 4-0, Texas A&M 4-0.
All right, it's time for a break. And again, it's 5:31. We are at the Downtown Grill here in Coleman. Come out and join us and have some of that fried okra, or get the meat in two sides, meat in three, or a veggie plate. That's from 4 p.m. until close. We'll be out of here at 6, but they'll be serving food until they close later on tonight.
That's so right.
Ronnie's getting a plate ready.
So. I am.
All right, we'll be right back. Sports Talk Live, 95.5. Coleman.
School Board Place 2. thank you for your vote and support in the general election. But we remind you, Chris Branham needs your vote again in the runoff October 4th. As a lifelong resident and business owner in Cullman, Chris Branham believes you lead by example. Today's students are tomorrow's leaders, and Chris Branham wants to serve on our school board to continue the progress of our schools and set an example for our students of giving back to our community. From kindergarten to graduating from Cullman High School to Wallace State to opening his own small business and coaching local youth sports, Chris Branham believes in giving back to our community that gives so much to us. Voting is one of the most important rights we have as Americans, and Chris Branham needs your vote October 4th. Chris Branham for School Board Place 2.
I'm voting for Chris Branham.
I'm voting for Chris Branham.
I'm voting for Chris Branham.
I'm Chris Branham, and I ask for your vote October 4th.
Paid for by Chris Branham, 1603 Woodland Street Northwest, Cullman, Alabama, 35055.
Hey, Cullman. The Live 95 Battle of the Bands is this weekend. Live 95 is teaming up with the Cullman Lions Club again this year to bring back the Live 95 Battle of the Bands series. Live 95 works with local bands each year to give them a chance to perform for their community and be broadcast live on the air. Join Live 95 and the Cullman Lions Club at the Coca-Cola Entertainment Tent at the Cullman County Fair on Saturday, October 1st. And as usual with our Battle of the Bands events, the whole thing will be broadcast live right here on Live 95. Join us at the fairgrounds or tune in live to 95.5 FM at 2:30 to hear Matt Graves. Then at 4 p.m., Shades of Ivy will hit the airwaves, followed by the Overtones at 5:30. At 7 p.m., Gary Sanders Sidesteps will be returning, and we'll wrap up the evening at 8:30 with yet another new band, Roman Jones. We will see you Saturday at the Coca-Cola Entertainment Tent at the Cullman Fairgrounds. The gates open at 2, and the Battle of the Bands event kicks off at 2:30. Thanks for supporting Live 95, Cullman's independent radio.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Cullman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Cullman since 1989, Cullman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Cullman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, Cardio Sculpt, or Dance Fit. Plus, Cullman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Cullman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Cullman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit CullmanSportsFit.com.
This is Big D, the new voice of Live 95.5 from the popular Facebook page, What's Happening in Cullman, bringing you the Downtown Grill on 4th Street, where one of our many appetizers is waiting for you today. Like homemade onion rings, fried dill pickles, potato skins, and more, we also have a large selection from our salad menu to Cullman's best hot wings, from traditional to boneless wings. We also have party packs from 50 to 100 pieces. At the Downtown Grill, we will even let you build your own burger, or enjoy one of our classic sandwiches, chicken, shrimp, or crawfish baskets, or our gourmet hot dogs. You can't leave without having a delicious dessert of fried Twinkies, strawberry shortcakes, or fried Oreos. For the best comfort food in Cullman, the Downtown Grill is ready to serve you.
Back with you, Sports Talk Live, broadcasting from the Downtown Grill here in Cullman. And Ronnie has placed an order. I've placed an order, so we're pretty much ready to roll.
That's right. We're ready to roll.
Ronnie, again, this weekend, the game everybody's going to be looking at, Clemson, Louisville. Clemson, a one-point underdog. Who would have thought that at the beginning of the year that Louisville would be a one-point favorite over Clemson?
Yeah, I don't think anybody was probably expecting that. Nobody expected the Jackson kid at quarterback for Louisville to do to have the kind of year that he's had so far. No, so it's he's been very impressive.
On fire. Yeah. So. Have you got more conferences that you wanted to go through, or are we past that now?
Yeah, exactly. We can We'll look at the games that we've got for this weekend.
Hey, man.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Talk about a man that's good with a mic.
I'm telling you. Brother, let me just get him on the mic.
How are you, Jeff?
Stick a mic up in front of it. Get us a mic, Jeff. We need you on the air here when you say something. So grab that mic, Jeff. Jeff Still, Faith Baptist Church, has joined us. Sit down here, preacher. Tell us about the Auburn Tigers and the win.
I'm going to tell you about the Auburn Tigers. There's 128 teams in Division 1A.
Don't go down on us hard now.
Auburn is 127th out of the 128 in red zone offense.
Sounds about right.
We would discuss that earlier. Is the reaction from Gus after they beat LSU? And I said, look, they kicked 6 field goals. Now, granted, they won the football game.
Oh yeah, nobody can deny that.
No,
and I'm a fan. I mean, I'm not your typical Crimson Tide person.
Amen.
Walking in here to tell you how just outright terrible they are, but good grief, 6 field goals. You're not gonna win many games like that. They're gonna win this week, but.
A win's a win.
Yeah, I've never seen an ugly win.
Now, Jason has predicted they're going to get thinks they're going to get 8 wins. They've got 2 right now.
I don't know where they're going to come from.
Well, let me run down the list for you right quick.
Well, if you've got them on the computer, then you can tell everybody to make a bet the right way, and they'll all get rich. Just knock this guy out and steal his computer, and you'll get rich.
Oh. All right, we know it should be a win this weekend.
Yeah,
there's one.
See,
Got Alabama A&M.
That's 3. Alabama A&M.
They got Alabama A&M.
Oh, that's a test.
Yeah, that's 2.
Uh-huh. Mississippi State, very winnable. If they don't beat Mississippi State, something wrong.
Where are they playing?
That one is at Mississippi State.
I have just returned from the state of Mississippi yesterday.
They predicting a win over there.
I'm telling you, people don't believe this, but the old hunchback over there is on the hot seat. Oh, you can take that. Yeah, please. Seems to be empty. The hunchback's on
Mullins
the hot
is
seat.
On the hot seat.
Yes, because he's also losing games they ought to be winning, and they're not happy over there. Of course, who's not on the hot seat? If you lose a game anymore,
immediately
you're on the hot seat.
That's right.
Nick Saban's not. If they lose a game, Alabama fans say, well, that's just the way he's
cheated. He needs a rest.
Yeah. All right, Louisiana Monroe, Mississippi State. This is a game Auburn's still going to win.
Okay, so you're saying they win both those there at 4 wins.
Win both those games.
4.
Right. Arkansas's going to be tough, I'm going to tell you that.
All right, Vanderbilt, I'm just counting the for sure right now, the almost for sure. Vanderbilt, that's 3.
Ole Miss is going to be tough.
Alabama A&M's 4. That gets us to 6. That makes us bowl eligible. All right, you have Arkansas, Ole Miss,
well, the bowl game,
Georgia,
hey,
and Alabama left. I think they very easily could beat Georgia and Arkansas.
No.
Georgia hadn't got it.
I think Kirby Smart is on the hot seat. Man, after that disaster.
Oh, that was awful. Oh,
and the only reason Ronnie's saying that is because Kirby's an Alabama man.
No, I think
he's a Nick Saban disciple.
And look.
I think they're better than they played.
To prove, I've already proved to you I'm not the typical Alabama fan. And let me prove to you I'm not the typical Auburn fan. I think Nick Saban's the best coach in college football.
Yeah.
I mean, in the conversation probably 3 weeks ago, somebody would have argued that Les Miles would have been in the top 10. So let me kind of put that in there for a little mixer. But, they just fired a guy at LSU whose winning percentage was higher than Nick Saban's LSU. And his winning percentage was 770.
7-7. That's right.
I mean, my gosh, the rumor is, if you can believe rumors, that he's headed for Baylor.
Have I heard that
for
one.
Baylor. And the other rumor is that Art Briles is headed for offensive coordinator at Auburn.
We just talked about that before you came in.
I don't believe it'll happen either. But if the powers that be are thinking Art Briles is head coach in the next 2 or 3 years, you'd want to move him up from OC and not move him in from maybe prison. Who knows? But, And I talked very extensively this weekend. We were in Texas for 3 days, and I talked to a bunch of Baylor people out there, and they're not down on Art Briles, but you know he made a mistake. And there was one other hot rumor I heard too.
We got the rumor mill coming out. The preacher is feeding the rumor mill.
I'm connected around this country. There was one other one. I wish I could remember it now. Briles to Auburn as OC, Les to Baylor as head coach. And
that would be a great move for Baylor.
Well,
I think
I don't know. They're going to go from 60 points a game to hand it to the fullback every play. I don't think they're going to like that. And I'm sure to win out in that conference.
Good point.
But
from just a person.
Yeah, 3 years ago, Les would have been a great choice for Michigan. But they had an even better choice because for all the things you might or might not like about Harbaugh, that guy can coach.
He can coach football.
He may be a lunatic, but he can coach. Yeah,
and he is.
I mean, yeah, he's nuts.
Yeah, absolutely.
But he gets people to play for him.
And that's the name of the game.
And I think the other rumor I heard was Wesley Barnes to UCLA as head coach.
Oh, okay. Well, he's out on the West Coast right now. So.
He came by the house for it. I think they could probably get 8 wins out of that. The only problem is they've already lost 2, and that's not good for the formula.
Let's jump off sports just a minute, Jeff.
They should have beat Clemson.
Catch us up with where you are now and what's going on in your life.
Man, I'm
again, this is Jeff Steele.
I got so much going on, I can't hardly keep up with it. First of all, you know, I have to keep up with all the sports.
Important things first.
And we're pastoring a new church over here. We're probably the only church in the world that shares a wall with a bar, but that's okay. I tell people Redeeming Grace Church, where communion is always free. We're as positive as everywhere you look. And we're still traveling, not a full time schedule, but a busy as we want to be schedule. We were in Texas this week and had great, I don't explain this. We had great crowds. I mean, Saturday night we were full. Sunday morning we were full. Sunday night they brought in chairs and we were full. So I don't know how to explain all that.
Fantastic.
I'm going to keep saying as long as people keep coming here.
Absolutely. It had to be Sherry and Bradley.
Well, Sherry for sure. Okay. Her job is to keep us from being the ugliest group in gospel music. So we try to keep her around as much as possible.
She does a good job too.
I can't believe I walked in here and got on the radio. I wish I could remember that third.
Have you ever been on the radio?
Spent a lot of time. Let's see. I went on in 79 and stayed on till 92, 93 or so. This is my kind of radio right here. Sports talk or news talk.
Right.
Let's talk about that debate last night or not.
Wasn't that a thing of beauty?
That's better than a sleeping pill.
Not what I anticipated.
I took a sleeping pill as soon as I got through watching it and immediately went out. It doesn't usually work that good. All I can say is I hope for everybody's sake the next one's better for the Republican side, because that one last night, it was kind of like watching Clemson and Auburn. There was every opportunity to win just let them get away.
Would you agree with this? No matter which of the two gets it, we're in trouble.
You've heard me talk about that at great length. I don't know that I've ever. Everybody always says the lesser of two evils, and I get that to some degree. But this year, I'm just looking around saying,
"Is this the best we have to offer?"
It's definitely not the best we've got, but it's all we have now. I kept waiting for something to happen on either side, and it never did happen. And last night, I hate to say it, pretty much played out the way I sort of felt like it would, because they both have incredible weaknesses. Neither one of them has a lot of strengths, and they both kind of played up to par. In some ways, it was almost like watching an Alabama game, and I say this to my Alabama friends all the time. Alabama tends to play down to the level of their competition. They'll go out and beat somebody like Ole Miss and just beat them up. Then they'll play the University of Louisiana Monroe and win 13-9.
Right. So,
I don't understand it, but we saw what we saw. I'm glad it's over with. I wish the whole thing was over with.
Yeah. I do too. I'm tired. It's been going on for so long now.
Yeah,
too.
It's just not fun anymore. It never was fun to me.
Right.
It's not sure not fun now.
Yeah. Well, you know, in the way that we as a society treat one another, you're good, solid people. They don't want to put themselves out there and just be destroyed.
Well, and that's probably been true for 20 years.
That's right.
That's our political system's kind of come down to what we have left, because nobody, I mean, I don't want to be president. I wouldn't mind being president. I don't want to become president.
Right.
What you have to go through to become president, it's kind of like the reason that so many people don't play college football or basketball when they played in high school. They don't want to practice.
Right.
They don't want to pay the price. They don't want to leave home. Well, in this thing, I mean, everything's known. Of course, the advantage is in this social media world, I tell people all the time, if you can handle 2.5 days of it, they'll be on to something else by then. So, I mean, it's just, I only know one man who was happy about September 11th, 2001. I knew a friend of mine, won't call his name, wouldn't do that for all money in the world, but he had a horrific scandal that had erupted the first part of that week. And we were at a huge convention, so it was all the talk of the convention until Tuesday when the terrorists launched their attack.
Right.
Nobody ever talked about it again. So if you can hang on, something else will happen, and people will be on talking about something else.
That's exactly right.
I hear all these people get upset about so-and-so said such and such about me on Facebook or Twitter, and I'm saying just 2.5 days, somebody else will do something, and you'll be all right.
That's right. Absolutely
and
right.
Our memories are very short. So, anybody remember Ted Cruz ran for president? I noticed the other day was trending number one. I said, oh, my gosh, he's dead. And then I know he had come around and finally endorsed Trump.
Trump.
But I had to kind of remind myself, who was that guy? Marco Rubio. I mean, what's he doing now? I mean, nobody knows.
Running for senator, I guess.
Yeah,
I guess.
And winning, I think.
So. Yeah, yeah. Little Marco.
Should have stayed there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Never left.
Absolutely.
But he'll be ready to go next time.
Yeah.
Maybe, if there is next time.
If there is a next time. It may be all over for them.
I have to call Putin and see what he thinks.
All right. Hate to interrupt you, but got to pay bills.
Yeah, I got
to
go eat.
And Jeff needs to eat. Hey, if you ever want to fill airtime, just get a preacher.
Absolutely.
We'll fill air.
Jeff, appreciate you stopping by.
Y'all be good.
Good to see you.
War Eagle and all that good stuff. All right, Sports Talk Live 95.5. We'll be right back again. We're broadcasting live from the Downtown Grill. We'll be here for about 10 more minutes, and we'll be out of here. Stay with us. We'll finish it up. We'll be right back.
Is Coleman's Independent Radio. And now it's time to check in on our regional news from the Alabama Radio Network. ARN News is provided as a service of Coleman Regional Medical Center. Choose the side salad over the fries. Park at the back of the lot, on purpose. Staying healthy isn't one choice. It's a lot of little ones. That's why at Coleman Regional, we offer so many. Childbirth education classes, rehab programs, full screenings. Most of our wellness programs are totally free. Our full list of programs and doctors is available online today at ColemanRegional.com/healthy. Coleman Regional. Live exceptional.
In the ARN News Center, I'm Angie Norfell. Federal prosecutors say a Hoover man who imported a Chinese drug sold as a Viagra substitute has been charged with intentionally defrauding and misleading consumers. They say the drug sold as Xingang Fu fails to list a potentially dangerous ingredient on its label that could lead to dangerous drops in blood pressure, especially in men who take nitrates for heart disease or diabetes. Nabil Shagri allegedly distributed this to gas stations. He's pleaded not guilty. National Voter Registration Day today. You can register to vote in the November election online in our state at alabamavotes.org. You have to be at least 18 years of age and have an Alabama driver's license or a non-driver ID card in order to register. In Mount Olive, firefighters working to raise thousands to create a safe room for residents in Coker in the event of a tornado. They're waiting to hear from FEMA if a 100-person safe room's not approved. They have money for a 50-person facility. I'm Angie Norfell. This is the Alabama Radio Network. A man is arrested, charged in the death of a 4-year-old boy in Inslee, Joseph Lewis, facing charges for shooting and killing 4-year-old Rodriguez Ferguson. Lewis involved in an argument with another man over cell phones when shots rang out. Ferguson hit by a flying bullet. At a meeting of the Pelham School Board, Superintendent Dr. Scott Cofield addressing the policy of background checks for parents coming to the school to eat lunch with their children.
I'm going to set up time for my board members, and our board is responsible for setting policy. We're going to set some time up for them to go meet with our principals and my director of operations who handles the implementation of these policies. And we're going to review every aspect of it.
Alabama Family Rights Association President Kenneth Paschal.
What's the biggest threat to our kids in Pelham? It is not the parents. In fact, the biggest threat here in Shelby County to our kids is teachers having sex with them.
Teachers are not required to have background checks. AAA reports average price per gallon of gas in Alabama at $2.08. I'm Angie Norfell. This is ARN.
Geico applauds your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious vroom vroom machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. Woo! So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Our veterans need you.
There are more than 8 million enrollees in healthcare at the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Veterans from previous generations.
And veterans from today's wars.
Challenging medical conditions.
And more women returning than ever before.
Are redefining healthcare as provided.
Serve those who served our nation.
Bring your medical and healthcare skills to VA. America's heroes need you. Visit vacareers.va.gov.
In money news, Governor Bentley and Huntsville Mayor Tommy Battle, along with Chamber of Commerce and other leaders, gathering today to make an announcement about HDT Expeditionary Systems. They're to create more than 120 jobs when they transfer manufacturing operations from Virginia to a new facility in Huntsville Annex Limestone County. HDT produces state-of-the-art shelters, generators, heaters, air filtration devices, robotics, and other technologies for the military, civilian government, and commercial industries. Bentley says the mobile command unit Ohio-based HDT produces in Huntsville will assist soldiers in critical missions around the world. Ralph H. Smith II, president and CEO of Ralph Smith Group, LLC, and special counsel with Jones Walker, LLP, has been elected president of the Association of American Road Scholars. He's the first Alabama Road Scholar to lead that group. And SkyTime Trampoline Park announces they'll open a new location in Cullman. No exact address or opening date yet. I'm Gene Orfell. This is the Alabama Radio Network.
I want to remind everybody we're broadcasting live for a few more minutes from the Downtown Grill. Then Live 95 is going to be packing up and heading to the Cullman County Fair. Pending no technical difficulties, we're going to bring you the fair pageant. That's at 7, so y'all make sure you tune in for that if you can't make it to the fair. And, of course, if you're en route to the fair, you got plenty of time to come by the Downtown Grill and grab you some dinner on the way.
All right, we're going to wrap it up here, Ronnie. Thursday, it is going to be busy as usual, as we'll have Chris Andrews, if anybody's thinking about for entertainment purposes only.
That's right.
Putting a nickel on a game this weekend, Chris will be on Thursday to tell you who you might want to look at or Chris, who you might not want to look
that's
at.
That's right. Chris is now lives in Las Vegas. He was in Reno, kind of taking a different job, so he's in Las Vegas. So that's Chris Andrews joins us on every Thursday about 4:30-ish. So Chris Andrews from Las Vegas.
5 o'clock, we'll have Dan the Man, Dan Vosta, Campus Insider out of Chicago. We're covering the country. We're going from the east to the west.
That's
so
right.
Chicago, Illinois, Dan, just ask him a question and turn him loose.
Book of knowledge. That's exactly right.
Never saw anybody know that much about any topic, much less sports.
That's exactly right. Every Thursday around, as Jason said, about 5 o'clock, Dan Vosta, Campus Insider.
And as always, Ronnie, we'll have our picks. So
and Rex.
Yeah, Rex Chambers, 5:30. About to forget Rex. He'll be putting some fish in the boat. And then about 5:45, we'll give our picks out
That's right.
on the college games and the high school games. So Everybody get ready. Everybody always tells everybody, pull over, be safe.
That's right. And, don't cause an accident by trying to get
when
our picks.
When you get ready, write our picks down. Make sure you are pulled over out of people's way.
That's right.
All right. Again, the Downtown Grill special's going from 4 until closing. We're going to wrap it up and get out of here and run it. Let me tell everybody here.
Judging by the looks of things around me, you better get here before they run out of food.
Right. That's right.
It
crowd
is
here tonight.
Crowded. So. Let me leave everybody here at the Downtown Grill with a big War Eagle.
And I'll leave you with a great big Roll Tide.
Thanks for joining us, folks. We'll be back Thursday. Sports Talk Live, 95.5, Colma. Yeah.